Yeah, well, they've kind of came down at the moment on the bus, but the dressing room after the match, I thought I'd never get them out of the dressing room. It was county final sort of scenes. And look, you can understand it. It's an All-Ireland semi-final they've won. They're moving on now to an All-Ireland final, possibly in Croke Park. So you can understand the scenes, you know.
And obviously this is a team that knows how to win. They've been Leinster champions and now coming up against a very tough side from Ballinasloe, you know, Galway football country. So how did you manage to get these guys prepared for today?
Yeah, look, going into the game, we weren't too happy because we didn't know much about Ballinasloe. Kind of we saw bits of newspaper articles and a few little bits like that, but we were going in blind, really. We had a few lads pinpointed, but we sort of stayed to our game plan. We pressed the kick out, and we sort of stuck with that. You know, and then look, the conditions today were quite poor, so it just made the game plan a little bit tougher than we would have liked. But took a little longer than I would have liked to settle the boys into the game. But yeah, into the second half, they really settled in and they got on top, you know.
Yeah, like you say, you couldn't do much background research on these lads, so I suppose you had to just kind of stick to your own game plan, and you know, if you play to your ability, you can beat any team then.
Absolutely. Like the last day, we worked on the opposition kick out, and we pressed it. It worked really, really well for us, so we went about doing that again today. Yarbally, Ballinasloe, they had big men in the middle of the field, and we weren't on top in the first half. So pressing the kick out probably didn't work as well as we would have liked. But in fairness to our lads, they knuckled down second half and they got on top in the middle. And that went a long, long way to us winning the game, you know.
Yeah, so it was a low scoring first half because of that crosswind. And did that die down in the second half, or did your lads just kind of get to grips with it a bit more?
No, the wind was the wind for the full game. We were with it in the first half. We possibly, I don't know what it was, 2 or 3 points ahead of half time. Going into the second half, we were really, really under pressure for the first 10 minutes, I'd say. Garbelli got back to a point. But we got on top then, and we actually played quite well with the wind, I find. It's nice to have a bit of a lead going in against the wind. But we run the ball well, and we play well against the wind. So, I don't think the wind was too much of a disadvantage to our play, but it didn't make for a nice football on the day, you know.
You were leading by about 3 points there, 8-5 with about 10 minutes left. And then that goal comes from Shane Flood. So that kind of settled you down a little bit then. You get that bit more breathing space.
It did. Shane Flood has started with us corner forward for all the games through. And the last day, just we were targeting a big man in the middle of the field the last day. And Shane lost out to that. We brought in Shamie O'Hagan to mark the big men. So Shane lost out. Difficult call, but Shane took it really, really well. He came on the last day, he scored a goal. He came on again today and he got the goal that made the difference. So Shane is a great character, great attitude, and he does that job. He did exactly what we wanted him to do today, come in and make the difference. And that the goal was the difference today.
And you will face Patrician High School of Carrickmacross. So again, football country up there. Plenty of those lads probably have fathers who are All-Ireland champions with their clubs. So that's going to be a tough task in Croke Park as well.
It is. Well, yeah, let's hope they have been in Croke Park traditionally before COVID. So let's hope it still is in Croke Park. Patrician, very little known about them, and we'll work as best as we can over the next few weeks to kind of study up on them. But just going on what I've seen, they look athletes. They look like a very, very strong team, you know. But anyone in an Ireland final now is going to be a serious opposition, you know.
Like you say, you just hope this game will go ahead in Croke Park because it is the headquarters and it is where everybody wants to get their football career to. And you know, for these lads to get it at such a young age, that can only stand to them in the future.
Yeah, like these lads, the underage, the lads that don't make, say, your county teams, your senior county teams, them lads should be allowed to experience Croke Park just as the county players, you know. And look, it's possibly one of the bigger days of these lads' lives playing in Croke Park, and it would be really, really great for them to get there, you know, and for the game to be played off in Croke Park.
Well, here's hoping anyway. And listen, John, you're just one step away now from All-Ireland glory. So what's the plan now for the next 2 weeks? Will you train the lads really hard now, or is it just about keeping the expectations to a lower level?
Look, no, it's a bit of both. I'd say now we won't train the lads hard. A lot of these lads, they're not going to get any fitter. They're not going to get any better footballers. So for the next few days, we'll do a recovery session tomorrow. There's a lot of these with County 20 panels about hurling and football, so we'll probably let them back to them for the next week, and then we might tailor a bit more so on the second week, so 2 weeks' time. But it's, yeah, as I said, these lads aren't going to get any better as a team, so it's about managing them and looking after the bodies at this stage.